This meeting to order, even though we've only got four of us here. This is the April 4th, 2016 Personnel Subcommittee meeting. Present are councilpersons Cartier, Smiley, Weiner, and I'm Janet Kilpatrick, and Nellie is taking minutes. The reason for the meeting today was that our auditor, Bob Wasserbach, has been interviewing again and has a contestant that he believes would be good for the job, and according, I guess, to the rules, he needs to come back to us. I think that could be a little bit of the discussion, is does he really need to come back to us? We've approved his department, we've approved his budget, we approved the first nominee, we approved the second nominee, we're now on the third nominee, so is this something that he has to very specifically come back through a personnel committee meeting every time? But I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Wasserbach and let him just make a short presentation.
Well, I think Betsy had her hand raised.
Oh, Betsy.
I was just, Betsy Gardner, clerk of council. I was just going to mention Bob had come to me before with his candidate that he has not. And in the rule, it does say that you have to bring it before council.
Each time. We can't give him a blanket that you are allowed to.
Any specific hire comes to council. So it's in the number.
Okay, I have my candidate over here.
Okay, meeting's over.
This is the easy one.
Meeting's over.
We're just conversing about that.
We do not have enough lifelines.
when things get tough, you gotta go to the bottom.
No, it's tough. Keep going. Bye bye.
I'll be up in a minute. I'll keep you happy.
Well, I had in the FY16 budget.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor. I have an FY16 budget to hire either an associate auditor or a staff auditor, depending upon experience. And last fall, I come to council, as Janet had said, or as Councilman Kilpatrick had said, last fall, I came to county council to get approval to hire a candidate, and I then did end up making him an offer. However, he ended up accepting another offer. So I actually went to the second ranked candidate on my list, and I was getting ready to come back to council to get approval to make her an offer, and she accepted another offer. Then I got a little bit frustrated, and I actually reposted the job at the local colleges earlier this year, Goldie Beacom, University of Delaware, Delaware State, and Wilmington College. And got a number of resumes, and I interviewed four people, and I have someone who I think is a good candidate for a staff auditor. This person, the step two for staff auditor is $48,085. I did want to say that when I asked the person her salary requirements, it was really for the step three, but I know we typically hire in at step two, so I guess I was just going to throw that out for discussion.
Can I just interrupt for a second and ask Betsy, the rules, when we talk about bringing in staff, like aides, at step two, does that also go to auditor, or are we talking strictly aides at step two?
Betsy Gardner, clerk of council. There's nothing in the handbook that requires step two for anyone. That is something that council voted on, I believe, in a personnel committee meeting or executive committee meeting, that everyone should come in at a step two. I think it was a discussion of the legislative aides. I don't know that it was for everyone, because there haven't really been any hires of anybody else other than the aides for quite some time. So would have to really go back and listen to exactly what council was doing at that meeting. But it was a general discussion, I know, of legislative aides at the time and stuff too.
Okay, Councilman Smiley.
And my recollection is, you're exactly right, the discussion was permeated because of the legislative aid process. But I don't believe council as a body at that time in discussing and settling on step two carved anyone in or put anyone out. You know, I don't think that differentiation was made.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Either way, I can accommodate either step two or step three in my budget, because I have some extra money in contractual services I could move.
Councilman Smiley.
Okay. For the register, which we're recording, I would just say he has additional money. There is no extra money in the county.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It stays within his budget.
Yeah,
is that either way?
Because if it's extra, I'm taking it back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not hiring
him. You're hiring him, right?
That's what we
can do. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
First day on the job, so I'm
last.
Well, I sent the resume to all councils, so everybody's had the opportunity to review her resume. She has been out of the workforce for several years. She left the workforce to raise a family, and she's re-entering the workforce. She's very excited about re-entering the workforce.
And the fact that she is somebody that has been in the workforce before, is a little bit older, and not somebody coming directly out of college, I think for this position, it's a good thing that she's got a little maturity rather than being 22 years old. I think we need somebody that knows who they are and is a fairly strong person. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I'm sorry for two reasons. I didn't get a chance to look at the resume since it was first sent, and I think it'd be a good for the record to state what the qualifications are for both reasons. Okay. Would you kindly set forth the person's qualifications and background?
Yeah, the qualifications in the job description are graduation from a four-year college or university with a degree in accounting, finance, or business administration, and 1 to 2 years of accounting, financial, and or auditing experience, or any equivalent combination of education, experience, and training, which provides the required knowledge, skills, and abilities. She actually has a master's degree in economics from India. She has an MBA from the University of Delaware. And she has 3 years of financial experience. She doesn't have, quote, audit experience, but the work she did at Citibank, a lot of evaluation of processes and procedures, which is what we do.
Councilman Bell has joined us. Councilman Weiner.
Yes. Could you elaborate on the finance experience and how that would help her to get caught up on the auditing part of the job?
Well, let me read from her cover letter. And, you know, I interviewed her and talked to her about this. In my 3 years of experience as a credit analyst in the financial services industry, in my roles in Citibank, I had the opportunity to develop risk analytics skills by reporting the performance of various credit risk indicators, modeling different risk scenarios, understanding risk controls, preparing for audits, and implementing corrective action plans that resulted from audits. My roles require me to communicate constantly with the sales, collections, IT, and operations teams. My understanding of the audit process is further enhanced by the IT information technology audit course I took as part of my MBA studies. Also, I am proficient in a couple software languages and a quick study.
Councilman Smiley.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
I'm done.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would just like to suggest, with respect to Mr. Washerback wanting to get this done, I'll do deference to the chair of the personnel committee. I know it's going to be a personnel issue. I would suggest that Mr. Washerback request and get this placed on the executive committee for next Tuesday. That's the best chance you're going to have of having a quorum. It's the last committee meeting before we go downstairs for council. That's going to be your best shot at having a quorum. I'd suggest you place it on the executive committee and try to get this thing taken care of.
Okay. Are you okay? Yeah. Councilman
Cardin. I'd second that idea, since it seems to be the committee we're going to have where the majority of council will be here to be able to vote on your candidate.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, since we have our council attorney here, if she could just opine on whether or not the 8-day rule would impede us in terms of adding this to the agenda. I know it doesn't, but I think I know why it doesn't, because it's time sensitive. But
we're within a week.
It's That's next Tuesday.
There has been no executive committee posted yet.
Okay.
That doesn't get posted.
I withdraw my question.
Okay.
That was the best question I've ever gotten.
Yes.
I would strongly suggest, with the way things have been going, that Mr. Wasserbach get with the president's aide and get it on before something gets put out saying due to a lack of agenda items.
Yeah,
exactly. And just enforce the fact that if that's the only thing there, that still needs to be the only thing there we need to meet.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Second. Oh, you can't second. Do you have a second?
Second.
All right.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay, on to the next.